The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch for March 18th, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. We start today's COVID coverage looking at the measures taken by the federal government to stabilize the economy. More than $82 billion will be spent on new or expanding existing financial programs for employees and their workplaces. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made the announcement today and outlined how the money will be divvied up.
The measures we're announcing today will provide up to $27 billion in direct support to Canadian workers and businesses, plus $55 billion to meet liquidity needs of Canadian businesses and households through tax deferrals to help stabilize the economy.
Federal Finance Minister Bill Morneau says they have set up a program for those ineligible for EI, but who have lost work as a result of the pandemic.
For any worker who loses their job and does not qualify for employment insurance, we'll be introducing a new benefit, for which we've set aside $5 billion. The federal government will provide you with 14 weeks of support at a comparable level to the employment insurance program.
The finance minister adds the government will also tweak some rules for those who have retirement investments and for those who have to pay back student loans. The full stimulus package can be seen in the accompanying web story, which you can find in the links below. Today's provincial update on COVID-19 was headlined by new cases. Yesterday's testing revealed 5 new presumptive cases, 4 of which are believed to originate from foreign travel and one that is connected to an earlier case in Nova Scotia. The National Microbiology Lab was also able to confirm 2 earlier cases, bringing the provincial total to 3. Dr. Robert Strang was asked at today's briefing if these numbers aligned with the NSHA's predictions.
Certainly, if you look at every, you know, you get 1 or 2 cases, and then you start to see more and more cases building. So you look at our epidemiologic curve, we're starting to build exactly what we would expect to see.
Despite just yesterday saying they wouldn't be releasing information on whereabouts of cases, Strang did say that Northern Nova Scotia is the only region that has not seen a case so far. Restaurants and bars will be shutting down their dining and drinking services across the province starting tomorrow. Restaurants will be restricted to takeout and delivery orders. Drinking establishments as well, winery and distillery tasting rooms and craft tap rooms must close. However, private liquor stores can continue to operate and craft breweries, wineries and distilleries can continue to sell product from their storefronts. Speaking of distilleries, hand sanitizer has been tough to find lately. In order to help, a local distillery is transitioning their stills from making fine spirits to making the coveted lotion. Ironworks Distillery in Lunenburg has started producing batches of 65% ethyl alcohol sanitizer, which in turn they are selling at the Lunenburg Farmers Market. Co-owner of Ironworks, Lynn McKay, says it didn't take much effort to set up as they already had the key ingredients.
So at any given moment, we will have a goodly number of drums, like 2 or 3 drums of that kind of high level alcohol available to us for use in any of our projects. So for us to do it, not a problem. We just walk to that section of the warehouse.
McKay adds that Ironworks has no desire to produce sanitizer long term, but given the present situation, they felt obliged to help their community. She also notes regulations on distillers selling their own products mean that the hand sanitizer cannot be purchased by minors. That's your Daily Catch. More on these stories and more can be found in the links below.